Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The stock trading app Robinhood said it would allow limited buys on the stocks it previously restricted, including GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, and Nokia, although it did not specify how buys would be limited. A Robinhood spokesperson also said that claims that Robinhood proactively sold customer shares outside of our standard margin-related sellouts or option assignment procedures are false. Robinhood also announced it restricted trading on cryptocurrencies on the platform, halting instant deposits, although customers can buy cryptocurrency using funds already in their accounts. At the time of this recording, Bitcoin prices had spiked over 20% in the last 24 hours, and Dogecoin prices jumped over 300%. Facebook's oversight board issued its first decisions, voting to overturn takedowns by Facebook in 4 out of 5 cases. 2 posts dealt with hate speech, with one being overturned. One case involved female nudity to promote breast cancer awareness. Another involved a user quoting the Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels. And the last pertained to COVID-19 misinformation. The New York Times sources say that Facebook is in the early stages of working on newsletter tools for journalists and writers. This would be part of the Facebook Journalism Project, include tools to curate email lists and offer paid subscriptions, with hopes to launch by the summer 2021. U.S. and Bulgarian authorities this week seized the dark web site used by the NetWalker ransomware cybercrime group to publish data stolen from its victims. In connection with the seizure, a Canadian national suspected of extorting more than $27 million through the spreading of NetWalker was charged in a Florida court. YouTube is now testing a new clipping feature with a small group of creators, letting them make short clips of live streams or videos between 5 and 60 seconds that will each have their own unique URL. The feature is currently limited to desktop and Android devices, but eventually both creators and viewers will be able to create clips by clicking on the clip icon. Effective March 1st, the Google Play Store will allow gambling and betting Android apps in 15 more countries, including the US, Australia, Canada, Germany, Japan, and Mexico. Gambling apps will have to go through a special application process to be on the Play Store, ensuring they meet national and state laws and have a valid gambling license where required. Acting CISA Director Brandon Wales said that of the organizations hacked by the group behind the SolarWinds supply chain attack, 30% had no direct connection to SolarWinds. Wales further said that Microsoft was the only known cloud software target of the group, with SolarWinds remaining the only known organization so broadly compromised. Epic reported that its game store now has over 160 million accounts on PC, up 48% in the year, with monthly active users up 75% in the year to 56 million. Customers spent $700 million in the store in 2020, in addition to claiming 749 million copies of the 103 free games Epic provides weekly. And finally, Xiaomi announced a new wireless charging system, Mi Air Charge technology, which uses a phase control array to send up to 5 watts of power to multiple devices using beam-formed millimeter-wide waves within a radius of several meters. Xiaomi confirmed no products will ship with the technology this year and gave no timetable for availability. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.